Watershed Voice, community-supported journalism.
Alright everybody, welcome back to the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. You've got your favorite bearded dude, Lane, coming back to you for another week of all things sports. Exciting week last week, college football, Clemson, Georgia coming down to the wire. Georgia ends up pulling that one out, and more than anything, Michigan and Michigan State both looked impressive in their victories. Normally I would be covering both of those topics as well as others, but this week, it is the probably my favorite episode to make, maybe outside of the NFL draft. It's the NFL preview episode. So if you've been waiting for it, it's here. Should be coming to you live Thursday morning, right before NFL kickoff. The Bucks and Cowboys, Tom Brady trying to win God knows how many, 7, 8, 9, 10. Shit, I don't know. Okay, I am back from that quick commercial break. So as promised, just going to talk about our 2021-2022 Detroit Lions squad. If you woke up in a time capsule from 2008 and you saw Jared Goff as quarterback, you'd go, holy shit, what's going on? Because that is the first time that Matt Stafford is not leading the charge for our Detroit Lions starting season opener. So there's that little fun tidbit for you. If you guys did not know, Jared Goff traded to the Detroit Lions along with two firsts and a second or third for Matt Stafford. Stafford is now living the sunny life in LA. So he's going to be enjoying that. Got a good team. We'll talk about him in a little bit, but we're going to talk about the present. So let's talk about Lions. Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are gone. Arrivederci. Bob Quinn is now on the Cleveland Browns as I think he's an analyst or something like that. And Matt Patricia is back on the Patriots. Go figure. And if you look at this team, outside of the defensive line and punter or running back tight end, this is a completely new team. Penei Sewell is our new right tackle. He's got a lot of promise to him. He looked a little rough in preseason, but again, Lions fans, take a chill pill. He hadn't played football in over a year and a half. He took a COVID year, so he's going to take time to learn. And he's naturally a left tackle, so switching to the right side, he's got to change way he moves his feet, his hips, his hands, everything. So it's going to take time. But I think once he clicks, I think our offensive line immediately becomes top five between Jonah Jackson, Decker, Ragnow. I'm sad to see Tyrell Crosby go. He's probably my favorite Lion, maybe one of my favorite NFL players of all, like, as a whole. So we kept Big V, but I'm sure we did that because of cap hits. Logan Sternberg is probably going to be his backup. So, and Sternberg's made some good impressions in camp from everything I've read. Wide receiver-wise, our most senior wide receiver is Quintez Cephas, which he was a rookie last year. So there's that fun little nugget. Tyrell Williams is our wide receiver one. Khalif Raymond is our number two. Ra St. Brown kind of reminds me of a Steve Smith comp. Got him the fourth round, which was one pick I absolutely wanted. So I think he's going to play well for us in the slot. Like I said, Quintez Cephas. We've got a couple new guys we just traded for. So wide receiver squad's going to be going to be interesting. Tight end, still got Hawk, probably one of the best tight ends in the league. Defensively, damn near a completely new unit. Side of safety, corner and Jamie Collins. Alex Anzalone comes over from New Orleans. Derek Barnes, who's fifth round pick out of Purdue, who looks like an absolute revelation for the Lions this year. Jelani Tavai is no longer on the team, much to the delight of, I think, the Lions fan base as a whole. He's now back with Matt Patricia in New England. So there must be something there. We didn't see it. Defensive line looks pretty good. Ali McNeil, already taking starters reps, looks very good. Levi Anzuwerke, I'm going to probably butcher that, came over from Washington. He's going to get some reps under Nick Williams. Trey Flowers is still there. So as a whole, still there. Defense still looking good. Young, very, very young core for our defense and our offense, really. You look at our special teams unit. Matt Prater is no longer with the Lions. He has moved on to Arizona. But we did pick up Austin Siebert from Cincinnati. He's got one hell of a leg, and he's a good kicker. So, I mean, I think that's a good pickup, in my opinion. Jack Fox, still with us. Pro Bowler last season as a rookie year. I think that's one thing with the Lions. You can be guaranteed that they have a good punter or kicker or both. And I'll take it because we need it this season. That's kind of breaking down the roster. I know Jared Goff, of course, the elephant of the room. Is now QB1, to some chagrin of Lions fandom. We did not draft a quarterback this year. And I kind of look at it like this. You traded for Jared Goff, so you gave him the job. How would it look as an organization if you got hired someone new in and immediately hired their replacement 4 weeks after? But you know your new guy is going to could be there for a while, but you've already hired the replacement. And that's kind of what I break it down for Jared Goff. He is a winner. He has played on very good teams, and he has struggled. 26 years old, only coming into his prime. By all intents and purposes, he wants to win in Detroit. He wants to be in Detroit. He wants to be a part of a coaching staff and a fan base that absolutely wants him there. I think we need to surround him with dudes before we bail out on him. Quarterback class this upcoming season, a little rough. Spencer Rattler, I would not touch Spencer with a 100-foot pole. Talent through the roof, but to me, he is not a leader. And that really seems kind of be against what Dan Campbell's bringing into Detroit. Personally, I'd take which we'll get into it. We'll get into it later before I go into my thoughts of bottom dwellers and all that fun stuff. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and break down the Lions schedule for the 2021 schedule. 17 games this year, previously 16, so it's an 18-week season now. We open up home Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, Nick Bosa, Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, Brandon Ayuk, Travis Kittle. I'm going to chalk that as an L. You don't know what this Lions team is going to look like yet. I feel like in preseason we didn't show our cards too much. So we'll see from there. But maybe before I get diving too deep, this Lions schedule is brutal. Let me just say that. The NFL did the Lions no favor with this schedule. So week two. At Green Bay, Monday Night Football against Aaron Rodgers. I wish that wasn't the case. Wish Rodgers would have gotten married and rode off into the sunset to live happily ever after, but it didn't happen. So we got Aaron Rodgers, week two, Monday Night Football. I also have that as a loss. It's Aaron Rodgers. They're my pick to win the division. Week three at home, we've got Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens coming in. This one's a little more interesting to me. The wide receiver core is beat up. Running back core is already beat up. The defense is good, but they are missing some decent names. I think Humphrey's not there anymore. Judon moved on to New England. That one I could see being closer than actually should be on paper, but I'm going to take Ravens in that one. So week four at Chicago. Andy Dalton, Matt Nagy has said, is the starter. I think by week four, I think he's not. I actually think Justin Fields gets a start at home against Chicago, or at Chicago, excuse me. Justin Fields at home gets his start. It would only be fitting that Justin Fields torches us and the mania goes off and Lions fandoms. So see, I told you we should have took Fields. But I'm going to also take the Bears in that one. I don't think it'll be a torch, but I think just the Bears offensively is a little bit better, especially when you insert Fields into the picture. Week five at the on the road at the Vikings. I think the Vikings beat us there. Week six at home. So if you're keeping track right now, that's 0-5 going into week six. Does Dan Campbell get his first win as a Detroit Lions head coach? I say yes. I think we do beat Joe Burrow and the Bengals, another young team, but that offensive line is god-awful. And I think our defensive line is honestly better than it was last year. So I think we win that one at home. Week seven, I think everybody in Lion fandom has this one circled, and it's the Lions on the road facing Matt Stafford and the LA Rams. I think the Rams are just too good of a team, and I think Stafford torches us. I just think that's probably what's going to happen. But I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. So I'm going to have the Lions losing that one. So if you're keeping track at home, 1-6. Week eight at home before Halloween. Actually, that is the Halloween game. Your boy and Kendra are supposed to be at that one. So hopefully the COVID does not get worse so we can feel comfortable going. I actually have the Lions winning that one. I think the Eagles are going to be an absolute dumpster fire this year, which I'll get into that later. Week nine, they have a bye to get some rest. Week 10 on the road to Pittsburgh. I have them losing that one. Pittsburgh's defense, Pittsburgh's offense. I think they're going to be very good this year. Week 11 on the road at the Browns. I have them losing that one. I think the Browns are way too, talented. Week 12, Thanksgiving game at home against the Bears, Justin Field. I actually have the Lions getting some revenge. For whatever reason, Lions usually play pretty good on Thanksgiving. So I've got the Lions winning that one. Week 13 at home against the Vikings. I actually have them winning that one as well. Week 14 on the road to Denver. I mean, it depends what Denver team you're talking about. I still have them losing that one. Follow up week 15 at home. You got the Cardinals, which Lions play the Cardinals tough, and they always have. I'm going to give them the win in that one just because I think they play them tough. I think you're going to see some improvement week 16. I think we got a mini little winning win streak here. And I've got them beating the Falcons on the road week 17 at Seattle. Probably for Seattle, this is going to be a chance to make the playoffs or not. I think the Lions lose on the road in Seattle. That's just a tough road trip to take, especially in January. And then week 18 at home. Kind of depends on what the Packers are going to do. Are they going to rest Rodgers? I could see a lot more rest going into this one. So actually, I'm going to have them winning at home on the 18th, week 18, just because I think they're going to rest Rodgers, they're going to rest their starters, and Lions get a win. So if you're keeping track, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wins. Whoa. 7 wins. So with this Lions team, I think the absolute floor is 3. I think the ceiling is 7. This is a very young core. I think there's 2 or 3 things you need to watch out for. I think the first is growth. Is the team growing as the season goes on? And number 2, I just think it's competitive. Are you staying competitive in games? Because if you're getting blown out 38-10 every week, then it's not good. But I think Dan Campbell has a staff of all former players who have all been in different situations, who understand the game, and know how to react to it. And they know how to react to adversity. I mean, even if Dan Campbell's not the guy to lead us out of despair, I think his staff is going to be good enough to get our young core ready for bigger moments. I think this team has a lot of potential, but I mean, it's all going to come down to health. DeAndre Swift absolutely needs to stay healthy. Jamal Williams is probably one of my new favorite Lions. That dude is amazing. If you have not watched his YouTube clips from Lions practice, I highly advise it. He's fun, and I think he's a good teammate. So with that, guys, I'm going to go ahead and jump into the NFL preview as a whole. But if you're keeping track at home, 7-10, Lane's prediction, floor is 3, ceiling is 7. I've got them reaching 7 just because at the end of the season, it starts to click and we start seeing some growth and improvement. Some competitiveness out of this team. Going to eat some kneecaps. So with that, guys, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to go ahead and finish up and do my season preview, and then we're going to close it out. All right, guys, final segment here. As promised, I'm going to break down the NFL as a whole, going to go division by division. I'm going to rank teams from last to first in the division. Then I'm going to go over the Super Bowl, maybe my picks for playoff teams, MVP candidates, Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year. I'm going to close it down, kind of talk about future podcasts, how I'm looking at producing them and getting them out to your ears. And we'll go from there. All right, guys. So to start, I'm going to go with the AFC East. Fourth place, they have the Jets. I think that's no surprise. Robert Saleh. I think you're going to see a lot of improvement out of the Jets, but I don't think they're there yet. Third place, surprise, surprise. Actually, I have the Dolphins in third. I don't believe in Tua. I think unless everything with Deshaun Watson gets dropped for his court cases that are coming up, which sounds like those aren't going to happen until January, I think the Dolphins roster is very good. But the team I have in second place, I think, had a really good offseason in that. And that was the New England Patriots. Mac Jones has been named the starter over Cam Newton. Cam Newton has been released. The Patriots defense is loaded. Maybe their best one yet. Just full of athletes. They spent a crap ton of money this year for offensive and defensive weapons. Mac Jones got a war chest to use this year. So we'll see what he can do from there. And number one, I've got Buffalo. Spoiler, I think you're going to hear about Buffalo a little bit later for some playoff predictions. But Josh Allen, spoiler, also is going to hear about him later. Buffalo is just a really good team, a really complete team. And I think the AFC East runs through Buffalo, which is crazy to say. Next division, the AFC North, I've got Cincinnati in fourth. This is going to be a very competitive division. I think you're going to see improvement out of Cincinnati. I think Joe Burrow needs more help on the line. I think the Jamar Chase pick was good, but I don't think it was the right one. I think they should have taken Sewell. But you'll have that. Third place, this is kind of a weird spot for them, and that's Baltimore Ravens. Already banged up, already dealing with issues. Lamar's already... during the offseason, has been off twice with COVID protocols. And they really can't afford that. They can't afford injuries, and they can't afford COVID protocols right now. And if you guys did not know with COVID, basically if a team doesn't get a play, you forfeit, and your teammates don't get paid. So, I mean, that's going to be big. But we won't get into that. Baltimore, I've got third. I don't see it. I think Lamar's an absolute... stud. I think offensively they're going to be fine defensively, but I just think they're victims of a tough schedule and a tough, even tougher division. Second place, Cleveland Brownies. Baker Mayfield and that loaded defense, Myles Garrett on one end, Jadeveon Clowney on the other. It's going to be a lot to overcome. And then first place, I've got Pittsburgh. Najee Harris is now in the backfield for Pittsburgh. Their defense is absolutely loaded. Ben looks healthy for the first time. In a very long time, Claypool, Johnson, and Juju. I mean, that's a tough receiving core. They also had Freiermuth from Penn State as a tight end. So I like Pittsburgh to win the North this year. AFC South, this one's kind of a interesting one as well. Houston, I think, is the worst team in football, and they, by all accounts, are selling like crazy. They traded Bradley Roby today. Depends on if they earn a Deshaun and what they get from there. They're just selling. They're going to be bad. Jacksonville, Urban Meyer. I think Urban Meyer is going to be a good NFL coach. I really do. He's not going to have to focus on recruiting and all that stuff, but I could see a power struggle with this kind of do what I say attitude. It's very similar to Matt Patricia, but we'll see how that plays out. Trevor Lawrence is the new play caller. It's a good team. I mean, it's Jacksonville offensively is going to be good. I just don't think their defense can keep up. I think second place they have the Colts, but it's all going to depend on Carson Wentz. Wentz has already had foot surgery. Quentin Nelson had the same foot surgery. Basically, they're removing a bone out of the foot, and they already met the recovery times, and they're ready to roll. I'm not sold on Carson Wentz being healthy, but I think if he is, I think you see Indianapolis with that defense do pretty well. And then first place, without a question of a doubt, you have Tennessee traded for Julio Jones. So now you have A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, and by the way, Derrick Henry is an absolute freak of nature. I think Ryan Tannehill is going to get some MVP chatter this year because of that, and we'll talk about that. AFC West, all roads obviously lead through Kansas City, but I have fourth the Raiders. I think the John Gruden experiment is starting to lose its luster. I think Mike Mayock is possibly in trouble, but we'll see. Denver third. I think they're a good team. I think offensively they're upcoming. I think defensively they're getting there, but I don't think they're there yet to overtake these other two teams. Chargers at two. Justin Herbert, by all signs, looked incredible towards the end of the season last year. They've still got their core. I like the Chargers. And then first, obviously, it's Kansas City, Mahomes, Kelce, Hill. Duh. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Oh, and they have a better offensive line this year. So watch out. So jumping over to the other conference, NFC East. Like I said, I think Philly's going to be a dumpster fire this year. I'm not sold on them. They have Jalen Hurts, who in big games at college kind of struggled. And you had a whole offseason for teams to plan against them. So I don't see Philly doing much better than fourth. I've got third, the Giants. That offensive line is still god-awful. You can have Saquon Barkley all you want, but if Daniel Jones is just getting wrecked every play, that doesn't matter. Second place is Dallas. Offensively, I think Dallas is going to be an absolute juggernaut with Dak back. But defensively, they drafted all defense, but that's young. And, I mean, Dan Quinn is there. Can he turn them around? I don't think so. And I think it's just going to be a shootout for Dallas every game. I think it's going to be like a Cowboy. It's going to be just a shootout every game for Dallas. And then first place, I have the Washington football team. Fitzmagic is now the quarterback there. Taylor Heineke is the number two. You could see Cam Newton sign there to play with Ron again, Ron Rivera. Antonio Gibson was an absolute stud. And I think Washington's probably got one of the best defense that nobody's talking about. Their defensive line, their front seven, are absolute monsters. And Ron Rivera's got a good team to lead into the future. So watch out for the football team. NFC South, I think this is another division where there's one team and it all roads lead to them. So fourth place, I had the Falcons. I think Matt Ryan, this is his swan song. I don't think you see Matt Ryan in Atlanta after next season or after this season. Carolina, Sam Darnold's now leading the charge. I think Carolina's defense is going to be very good, but their offense, Sam Darnold, some question marks there, and I'm not sold on it. And I think Carolina and the second place team, it's going to be closer than it should be. And that's New Orleans. Jameis is the new quarterback, QB1. Really, last time you saw him lead was in Tampa, and Tampa was just okay. Michael Thomas is out for 6 weeks. I think Alvin Kamara, if you've drafted him in fantasy, you are a genius. I drafted him. That's why I said it. But I think defensively, it's going to be okay, but nothing great. And I do think they struggle with Jameis leading the helm. In the first place, no questions asked, it's Tampa. They've brought everybody back, and they've also added some studs on defense, young studs. Oh, then on to the NFC West. Oh, I sigh. So probably the most competitive division in football. And this one's hard. I mean, this one I man, I sat and I wondered and I thought. But fourth place, I've got Arizona. I think one through four, they're like three games. I don't think there's a huge gap between any of these teams. Each one has their own individual merit. But Arizona, I've got a four. Three, I've got Seattle. I think as long as Russ is there, they're still going to keep winning. Two, I have San Francisco. I think with that offense, that defense, I think there's a lot of problems there. And then number one, Mr. I want to play in primetime games, Matt Stafford. I think the Rams win it. If you read some stuff, Matt Stafford is an MVP candidate who's going to throw for 6,000 yards this year. The Rams offensively are good. I don't think offensively he's, and I'm probably going to get killed for this, but I don't think they're much better than what the Lions were 2 years ago offensively. I just don't. The running game, big question mark. Your lead back right now looks to be Sony Michel. Your offensive line is not better. Your receiving core is about even maybe a little better with Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods over Galladay and Jones. Maybe tight end play, Tyler Higbee. I take Hawk. Defensively is where it's going to be for LA, and I think they keep him in every game. And Stafford's a good enough quarterback that he'll prevail. I think all pressure is on Sean McVay and Matt Stafford now. Stafford wanted the spotlight, rightfully so. He sacrificed 12 years of his life staying in Detroit. I shouldn't say sacrificed, but he lived in Detroit for 12 years. He did a lot for the community. The organization did a lot for him. Let's not forget that he did resign, signed a huge deal to stay in Detroit. So let's not pretend that he didn't want to be there. Money talks and bullshit walks, and he got paid. So that's it. That's about all I got to say about Stafford right now, because I'm going to go on a tangent. So then finally, the NFC North. It's not hard to guess. The Lions I have in fourth. Growth and competitiveness, they're two things to watch out for. Three, I've got the Bears. I think the Bears in Minnesota are close, but I think the Bears secondary is god-awful. And I don't think you could have Justin Fields throwing for 4,000 yards and rushing for 2,000. I don't think they're going to win that division. Two, Minnesota. I think, like I said, I think Minnesota and Chicago are close, but I think Minnesota's a more complete team. And the first place is Green Bay. I'm not going to talk about Green Bay because I hate them. So if you're keeping track, my playoff teams for the AFC are the Bills, the Patriots, the Steelers, the Browns, the Titans, the Chiefs. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And give me the Ravens at 7. So Ravens close out in the 7th wild card spot. NFC, Washington football team, the Bucks, the Rams, the Packers are your first four in. Cowboys 5, Niners 6, and Vikings 7. Stand pretty strong with that one. So your Super Bowl matchup in LA. You're not going to see Matt Stafford. You're going to see Tampa Bay against Buffalo with Josh Allen winning it all. Best season for a quarterback for Buffalo since Jim Kelly. And I think he's going to walk away going into my next segment with the MVP honors. I think it's going to come down to Stafford, Josh Allen, Mahomes, and Tannehill as the dark horse. But I think Josh Allen, with a 17-game season, is going to throw for a shitload of yards, and he's going to rush for a shitload more. So we'll see there. Also, Josh Allen is my fantasy darling this year. Got him in two leagues, got Kyler in my third. So, offensive rookie of the year. This one's going to surprise some people. Zach Wilson from the Jets, Trevor Lawrence from the Jags, Trey Lance from the Niners. I do think he overtakes Garoppolo at some point. I think Garoppolo might get shipped off to the Texans. My rookie of the year is Mac Jones. I think he leads New England to a very close, if not sneaking into the playoffs situation. And I think he's been put in the right spot, and I think he's going to ball out. Defensive rookie of the year, I got to be the homer. Going to throw in Alim McNeil. I think McNeil can get 5 or 6 sacks this year. I think that's a success for him. Micah Parsons from Dallas, Patrick Surtain from Denver, and then the surprise defense rookie of the year is Jeremiah Owosu-Koramoah from Notre Dame, playing for the Cleveland Browns. To me, him falling into the second round was an absolute travesty, and I think he's going to make teams pay for it, and I think Cleveland's got the defense to make it happen. So you heard it here. So Super Bowl, Buffalo-Tampa, Josh Allen overtakes Tom Brady. Tom Brady rides off into the sunset after the season. Book it. So, guys, thank you for listening to me ramble about the NFL. Might seem a little scatterbrained, might seem a little sporadic, but I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, thank you guys for taking the time to listen to me ramble a little bit this week. Like I said, going forward, the podcast, I'm going to keep every other week. I've got a lot of stuff going on right now, and it's going to be harder to sit down a podcast every week. So we're going to get back into some high school football, probably do like games of the week, something like that. Volleyball, do the same. Then just cover Michigan, Michigan State, kind of where they're at, what we're looking like. And then we'll do the same for the Lions. And we'll kind of go back to the similar format. Not going to do the good, bad, and the ugly. Not going to do anything like that anymore. Not going to do, I might do maybe my picks for the week or something like that. But I'm not going to, there's going to be some of them that are going to be a little more difficult to do. So we'll see where that goes. But guys, thank you so much for listening to me ramble. If you do like what you hear, subscribe. Follow, like on all of your favorite social media sites, Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards Podcast, or Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards Pod. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to me on your favorite streaming sites. So with that, guys, stay safe. Take care. Got football is back. The summer is ending. Fall is in the air. I know I got my pumpkin spice on already. Oh, love me some pumpkin spice. But I digress. All right, guys, thank you so much. And I will talk to you guys in 2 weeks. Go Green, go Lions, beat San Francisco.